Good morning, friends. It's good to be with you again as we continue our series here, Margins in Life. I want to begin, friends, by stating a sobering fact of reality. All of us in this auditorium are getting older. Perhaps as we look around, it will become quite obvious. In some cases, a little bit more obvious than in other cases. Even Justin Bieber is getting older. Now, I don't know what it's like for you, but as I get older, I have a very interesting relationship with time. I experience time at the moment as limited. I experience time at the moment as running out. I experience time at the moment as disappearing. I'm wondering whether I'll get to all those things on the bucket list. The reality for me came home of time when I turned 60. It was 2 years ago. And I had a little gathering at our church in Benoni. And my bishop, who's a very wise man, his name is Bill. And he's 10 years older than me. And he was giving me a toast. And he said to me these words publicly. He said, "Trevor, it's not the end. But you can see the end from here." I wonder how you experience time at the moment. Now, it's against this backdrop, friends, that I want to share with you some good news. And I'm speaking to myself as well this morning. I want to share with you some news that I find very exciting, very inviting, very adventurous. I want to suggest, friends, that when we enter into a life of real living faith, when we place our confidence in Jesus Christ and we begin to follow Him, that when we begin to live with God here and now in the kingdom of God, our relationship to time changes. It changes. And it's a very exciting change. That when we begin to follow Christ, we don't only live according to the clock, the human clock. We also begin, and this is what's exciting, we also begin to live according to the divine clock, to God's clock. Now, to illustrate this, and I want you to really hang in now, don't tune out, hang in for the next 5 minutes, I want to teach you two Greek words. In the New Testament, and you will know that the New Testament was written in Greek. One of the subjects I had to do at university was New Testament Greek. There are two words in the New Testament for time. Two words. On the one hand, there is the word chronos, and it'll come up on the screen so you can write it down, those of you making notes. Chronos, time. You can see straight away that we get the word chronology from that word. Chronos time is watch time. It's calendar time. It's deadline time. Chronos time gets measured in units like seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, millennia. That's chronos time. Chronos time is running out time. Chronos time is limited time. Chronos time is time that is disappearing. When you say to your friends, I can't believe it's June already. Time flies. That's chronos time. When you say to a friend, we really need to make some time to hang out together. That's chronos time. When you begin to say, I really need another day in the week to do everything that I've got to do, that's chronos time. Now, chronos time is very important, and it's a very special gift from God that God gives to every one of us. And if we are wise, we become a very good steward of chronos time. That's why you go on time management courses. It's to manage, to steward chronos time. I love the words of the psalmist. Just look at these words. The psalmist now is talking about chronos time. And the psalmist says, teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days. Be careful with them. That we may gain a heart of wisdom. Chronos time. Can I tell you the other Greek word? Very exciting word. The other word for time in the New Testament is kairos. Kairos. And again, it's going to come up on the screen, I hope, so that you can spell it and put it down in your notes. Kairos time is different to chronos time. Kairos time is God's time. It's God's time. It's God's moment. Kairos time is God's invitation now. Kairos time is where God's purposes and our lives intersect. Kairos time is what God is calling, inviting, summoning us to do right now. That's kairos time. People in the Bible didn't only live in chronos time, they lived in kairos time. If you were to go to Father Abram in the Old Testament and say to him, hey, Father Abe, what's the time? He wouldn't have looked at his watch if he had a watch. He would have said, it's time now for me to leave my country and to go to another land that God's going to show me. That's kairos time. If you were to go to Moses and say, hey, Moses, what's the time? He would say, it's God's time for me now to go to Pharaoh and to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. Jesus lived his whole life in kairos time. Have you noticed that? So, for example, he begins his ministry. Look at this, Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Look how Jesus introduces his ministry when he says, the time, the kairos. That's not chronos. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Kairos time. When he comes to the end of his life, again he refers to kairos time. Look at these words from Mark chapter 14. He says, this was just after the Gethsemane moment. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. Now look here. The hour has come. The kairos moment is here. God's moment is here now. God's invitation is here. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. And so Jesus goes to the cross. Jesus lived his life in kairos time. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that very exciting. Why? Because I'm 62 years of age and I'm wondering what God's kairos moment is for me now. What is God inviting me to in this moment? What is God calling me in this time of my life? That's kairos. And I want to ask you this question this morning. What's your kairos time right now? What is God calling you to right now? What is God's opportunity for you right now? Right now. And you may say to me, Trevor, how do you suss that out? How do you begin? I'm so used to looking at my clock. How do I tune in to God's clock for my life? Can I be practical? I'm going to give you three clues. I find them very helpful. They come from the Bible. And I struggled with this, but they all begin with the letter P. I'm going to offer you three P's. Just three clues that I think will help you and me to discover God's Kairos moment in our life right now. And the first one is this, that if we're going to discover God's Kairos time, pay attention, here comes the P, pay attention to the phase of life that you're in right now. Pay attention to the phase of life that you're in. You know, when you look at the life of Jesus, have you noticed this? His life had different phases. There was the Nazareth phase. He spent 30 years. It was a time for preparation. A phase of getting ready. Then there comes the Galilean phase when he's in the region of Galilee. And it's the public phase of his ministry. And he's teaching, preaching, healing, feeding, calling people to follow him. He's on the go. There's crowds everywhere. That's the Galilean phase. Very public. Then there's the Jerusalem phase when he moves to the cross and he begins to give himself and pour his life out for others. And people don't follow him anymore. Now they want to keep a distance from him. Then there's the resurrection phase when he gives comfort and consolation and courage to his disciples and those who are close to him. His life had different phases. And God's Kairos moment always respects the phases of our life. A woman wrote to John Stott. John Stott was a wonderful, wonderful Anglican evangelist in the UK. He died a few years ago. And this young woman wrote to John Stott and said to him, "Dear Pastor John, I don't know what to do. God is calling me to be a pastor, and I've got 5 children under the age of 9. Pastor John responded, "I celebrate with you God's call to be a pastor, and I celebrate the fact that God has given you a congregation already." God respects phases. God respects phases of our life. Here's another P. If you're going to discover God's Kairos, God's opportunity, God's call in your life, listen to the pain in your life. Listen to the pain in your life and around you. That's what Moses did. Moses was a man in pain. You know that. He had killed an Egyptian. He had gone off into the desert. It was a time of incredible pain. He felt the pain of his people. And in the midst of that pain, God's Kairos moment came to him and said to him, "Pharaoh, now I want, Moses, now I want you to go to Pharaoh. I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, let my people go." I don't know what the pain of your life is now. But I think God's Kairos may have something to do with it. Maybe in the pain of your spiritual emptiness and disconnection, right now God is saying to you, now is the time for you to turn back to God. Now, today, before you leave this auditorium. Now is the moment to open your life up again to the living Christ. Now. Maybe in the pain of your broken life. Maybe the Kairos moment is now. Now. Get out of the driving seat. You've driven your car into the wall. Let God into the driving seat. Now. This is God's Kairos. Let Him take over. And become the driver. You get into the passenger seat. Maybe in the pain of your addiction right now, God is saying, right now, call out for help. Your life has become unmanageable. It's out of control. Now is the moment to reach out for help. Get to AA. Get to Cocaine Anonymous. Now, before it goes any further, this is my calling to you. Maybe in the pain of your marriage right now, God is saying, now is the moment. Pay attention to it. Don't push it under the carpet. Speak to someone that you can trust, who can pray with you and listen to you and be with you in this moment. Now. Maybe in the pain of your depression and despair and hopelessness and grief, God is saying to you, now, find a safe place where you can share this and where you can receive comfort and counsel now. Maybe as you hear the pain of your community where you're staying, God is saying to you, now is the moment for engagement. Now. God's Kairos moment often has something to do with our pain. But can I share with you the last P? It's the exciting one. If we want to discover God's Kairos, we pay attention to the phase in our life. We pay attention to the pain in our life. And we pay attention to the passion. The deep, deep passion in our soul. Now, passion is a dangerous word, and the Bible knows that. There's a kind of passion that can destroy your life. You know that. I know that. James talks about it in his letter when he speaks about sinful desires and sinful passions. Passion can destroy us. And yet there's another passion. A passion that God places in each one of our hearts. And it's usually a passion for God. And it's a passion for the things that God cares about. It's a deep passion. And we've all got it. I never forget a wise mentor saying to me, Trevor, follow the fire of God's passion in your heart until you die. Follow the fire of God's passion in your belly until you die. Maybe God is calling you to do that right now. Debbie, she's the woman I'm married to. Don't know why she comes to mind when I think of passion. Debbie and I run a group. We've been doing this for 5 years. Every year we meet with some 30-year-olds. 12 30-year-olds. And we spend a year with them. We share a meal and we talk together and we reflect on our lives. And we just learn so much from them. But in our present group, there's a young guy. His name is Damien. And I've watched him over these last 2 months make a big decision in his life because of his passion. He has a passion, wait for this, he has a passion for snakes. For snakes. He believes God has put snakes on this earth for a reason. He loves reptiles. He loves the environment. It is a deep passion. Deep passion in his heart. And I've watched him now make a decision to leave a job that pays quite a bit. To become the curator of reptiles in a little town outside the Kruger National Park at half his present salary. I have never seen him so happy. He's following his passion. His passion. He's doing what he's made to do before he dies. He's living in God's Kairos. Let me end. What's the time? What's your time? Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your watch. I'm not talking about Chronos. I'm talking about Kairos. What is God's moment for you right now? What is God's opportunity for you right now? What is God's call for you right now? Right now. Pay attention to the phase. Listen to the pain. Get in touch with the passion in the fire of your belly. And may we all begin to live in God's Kairos time. As I speak, being 62 doesn't sound so bad. Amen. Let me pray for you. God, we thank you for the gift of time, the sacred, sacred gift of time. We thank you for Chronos time. Will you teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom? Help us to live wisely the time that you've given us. Help us to steward it, to manage it, to be responsible for it in a way that honors you and others and our own lives. Forgive us when we take time for granted. Remind us today of just what a precious gift it is. But most especially, thank you for Kairos time, Lord. Thank you that every moment can be your moment. A moment in which you invite us, call us, summon us. Help us to know what your Kairos moment is in our lives today. And give us the faith and the courage and the confidence in you to respond. This is our prayer. And we offer it to you, Father, with all the love and all the longing of our hearts. In the name of Christ our Lord. And we say together as God's people, Amen. May the joy of Christ be with you. Take care, friends. God bless. Hey.